you have to create some guardrails sometimes of what are you even spending your time like. It might not even be something bad, dark. Mm-hmm. It might just be something that you're struggling with, you mm-hmm. know, if you're really struggling.
I'm Susan Goss, and as a seasoned therapist of more than 15 years, I'm honored to have had the opportunity to gain so much wisdom from so many people and love passing that knowledge on to others. So join me and some of my favorite friends as we share some tangible truths with you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tangible Truth Podcast, and we have Kelly back Hello. With us. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, glad to be back with you.
I am too. We're on a roll here talking about social media, so I'll just jump right in. I have got a scripture I'm going to read, and then we're going to jump in on the social media aspect of this scripture. This is one of, you know, I'm fickle again when it comes to favorite scripture, yes. Kelly, as you well know.
I do know.
But one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 19:14, and this translation, which is New American Standard, says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." And just a footnote that I myself wrote on this next to it says, "Help what I say and what I think be acceptable or pleasing to you, Lord." So in that, when you read that and when you're saying to the Lord, "Help what I say and what I think be acceptable and pleasing to you," man, and you are going to relate that to social media, wow, that's convicting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be my word, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's a real convicting verse as it relates to social media. And so I had Carrie look up some stats for us for social media. And wow, there's some pretty big stats. One of them says anxiety and depression. And this is what we see in session two. Anxiety and depression up by 70% over the last 20, 25 years.
Wow.
And that makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does make sense.
And you talked about on the first episode of this series that we're doing on social media about comparison. You talked mm-hmm. about that word. Very easy, very, very mm-hmm. easy to compare mm-hmm. on social media. They have this, why don't I? Or to make yourself look a certain way mm-hmm. on social media, like that person that you see,
mm-hmm.
instead of loving who you are and the way God made you, staying in your lane versus staying in somebody else's lane.
Would their life agree? Looks perfect and mine their, doesn't. Their marriage looks perfect.
Exactly.
Yes.
So when you get lost in comparison, the way I like to word it is, unless you're buying a refrigerator and comparing prices, it is not good. It makes you feel less than in some way, shape, or form every time.
Yes.
When you're comparing, you mm-hmm. don't feel good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good,
absolutely
a fair statement?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're on social media all the time, there's an element of that. So when you have an element of that, anxiety builds up in you, mm-hmm. and anxiety and depression are two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
Steve found this in a medical journal of his that I really like. This description is, you have to picture a coin, literal coin, in your mind, like a quarter or any coin. But on one side of that coin is anxiety, and that is more worrying about your future,
mm-hmm.
the what ifs. And I've heard you talk about
yes.
the what ifs,
mm-hmm.
The what ifs in my life. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if, what if, what if? And the flip side of that is the brooding, brooding. And we don't hear the word brood mm-hmm. very often, but that is descriptive of depression, more depressive mood. And we brood about our past, but they're the same. It's on the mm-hmm. same coin. And so they go hand in glove so much of the time. And so when you were on social media so many hours in a day, and that's another stat that I have that Carrie found for us, is in an age group, it's divided by ages, but 13 to 18, year old's average, now this is an average, like 3 hours a day. Mm. But she said she saw up to 9 hours a day. Mm. 9 hours a day.
It's a lot.
So, oh my gosh. Yes. And I know, and I'm speaking for myself too. I can get on the phone. And if you get on Instagram, you'll get lost in it and have to make yourself stop. Am I right?
Guilty. I'm guilty.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get on there and say, oh, wait, I can't do this because you'll look up in 20 minutes, 30 minutes will be gone. So when youth are getting on there, this age group, 13 to 18, intentionally, I can see 9 hours happens because they're not doing what we're doing. Like, okay, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I'm putting this down after 30 minutes or after 20 minutes or 10, or just don't get on it, you know. So 18 to 20, and then 18-year-old to 22, I'll say that again, 18 to 22-year-olds, 40% stated they are somewhat addicted, somewhat addicted. Psychologists estimate that 5 to 10% of Americans meet the criteria for social media addiction. 64% of the United States say social media has mostly a negative effect. 64% of the United States say social media has mostly a negative effect. Would you think that that stat comes from more of the comparison or more of the addictive part when they find themselves in places they should not be?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
But I think definitely finding themselves in places they should not be.
Yeah.
But I think those both kind of go hand in hand. The more time you spend, the more likely you are to wind up some road you're not supposed to be on.
Yes. I was in a workshop just the other day, and there's so many apps that look very, very innocent. And you get on that app that looks like it's supposed to be a certain app, and you get on it and it takes you to dark places. And I'm speaking mainly pornography and of something of sexual content. And so once you're there, it's hard to get out for some people. And so they lure you in, very deceitful. And some kids get on there. They're not doing it intentionally, but then they get on there to these stats that become somewhat addicted or full-fledged addicted. So going back to the scripture, it's hard sometimes to be pleasing to the Lord and to help what I say and what I think and what I do to be pleasing to the Lord. So you have to put up parameters when you're dealing with social media, because it will be very easy, if you don't, to fall into the category of the 70% of anxiety and depression.
Oh, yeah.
So parameters would be some of exactly what you said, Kelly, on our last episode, which, listeners, if you've not heard the first episode of this series, you need to go back. But if you have children that are younger than, well, any children.
Any child.
But children any age. An open conversation that is safe between your children, that they know you are a safe person, is vital. I think for this conversation that we're having, because if they know that you're a safe person for them, if they come across anything, I had this happen with a family just the other day, and it was beautiful. Because one of their children came across something that they didn't know what to do with, and their parent was a safe person, and they went to them.
That's good.
And the parent handled it beautifully. So, because there are what we call groomers out there and in social media, and they will lure kids in, and they know how to do it well. And
it's terrifying.
It's terrifying because they do it in ways that they'll threaten to do something to their family and they'll threaten. So they use threat. They use different angles because they know what they're doing. So it's very important. Now, that's the darker side of social media. We talked a lot about the good side of social media on the first episode because there are many, many good sides of social media that we've talked about. But the dark side that you need to be aware of needs to be stated as well.
Oh, yes.
And so these stats are Wonderful. Thank you, Carrie, for getting them to us. Some of the guarding against these, do you have any other suggestions, Kelly, since you have been in this?
Yeah, I know that, I mean, there's all kinds of guardrails you can get if your kids have phones, you know, or, you know, like we have any app, our kids have phones, but any app that they want, it has to come to our phones to request. We have to approve them. And so, you know, I will look hard at anything that they're looking for, you know, I mean, even your own self, even if you're guarding against your own heart, whatever it is that if I see nothing but beautiful homes and I think, well, my house is just terrible. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I've had to go and unfollow so many home decorators because it's starting to get at me. You know, I think you have to create some guardrails sometimes of what are you even spending your time? Like, it may not even be something bad, dark. Mm-hmm. It might just be something that you're struggling with. And, you know, what I need to just only follow uplifting, you know, something that's going to make me feel good or point me to Jesus. And that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're really struggling with your marriage and you think everybody's got a perfect marriage and you're like, well, everybody just puts their best selves on. They're not going to air their dirty laundry. So you don't know what's going on. So yeah, I think you have to make guardrails against what you follow and then just be very involved with your kids. Don't just hand it to them and never check it, never look at it, never talk to them about it. I think that's the biggest thing.
And you know, that you saying that reminds me of another verse, I will say, is Proverbs 4:23. You know, it says, above all else, guard your heart.
Yes.
For it is the wellspring of your life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you come across scripture all of a sudden and you see three words that say above all else, you take notice of that. And above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of our life. So that says what is coming out of our heart? How are we taking care of our heart? And so social media is very much a part of that. So how am I taking care of my heart? Am I feeding my heart with God's word? Or am I feeding my heart and my soul with the right things, with social media, with what I watch on TV, how am I feeding my heart? I mean, what am I putting in it with the relationships that I'm in? This is not just about, it all relates. That's the thing. We don't isolate. Or we shouldn't everything that we do. I need to be the same person everywhere I am. And that's why guarding my heart, it's hard to be one person, one place, and another person. Many people try. I see them in my office. And it is so exhausting for those people. And you talk about anxiety and depression and so many other things and so many other addictions because you can't keep that pace up. Mm-mm. It's overwhelming and they know it and they're trying to get out of that. But guarding your heart is so important. And social media plays a part of that. And social media, as we said, we want to reiterate every episode that there's such a good side of social media, but know how to use it wisely. Know how to use it wisely, just like everything else. But social media is something we need to really point out because there have been also people that have really been bullied, you pointed out.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you handle that when you're bullied? And how do you delete? And how do you get off of social media? Because we've had another conversation, which I think needs to be part of the next episode, is what it boils down to. Who am I trying to please?
Yes.
God or man?
Yes.
Remember that conversation we've had before? We need to have that again, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's something I think about a lot on social media.
And that's hard for people pleasers,
yes,
you know, but I think the bottom line for comparison is, as I said before, unless you're trying to buy something and compare prices, then comparison breeds discontentment.
Absolutely.
It breeds discontentment. But I think that this, you know, hearing the stats is always a good thing in a way. And I've got another sobering one. That is just really interesting to me. But here's one. Since 2013, Kelly, over 2,000, there's been an over 2,000% increase in pornography with with the teens, ages 9 and 12.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And 40% of that has been generated by the students themselves.
Mm. Like they produced it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Over, what did you say you won't let the girls have?
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Those are big, huge.
But it can be also popular. Just their own cameras. I mean, it can be, even if they are not allowed to have any social media, or they can go to a friend's house and see it on their phones.
Yes,
you know,
on
it's
their phone,
that's what you can safeguard as much as you want. But unless you lock them in a closet for the rest of their lives, unfortunately, that's why you have to prepare them with tools.
Yes.
You know,
100%. Mm-hmm. And why you have to talk all the time.
All the time.
All the time. You have to talk about it all the time, because that's what I hear a lot in here. Like we don't let them have phones, but see, they go to school and get somebody else's phone. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of sexting happens, and all that is not their personal phone. It's others' phones. And I told you, I went to this workshop, and it's hard to believe, but they just don't understand once the picture is sent.
Yeah.
It's there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of them are here now, you know, working that out, and they have an understanding now and want to like, oh my goodness. And learning, you know, knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge is so important. And that's one of the reasons we're doing this. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much again, Kelly. And
yes, it's a big topic.
It is a huge topic, a lot to cover. And I think next episode we will talk about, who are we trying to please, God or man? We will certainly at least make that part of that episode. I think that will be critical, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
For everyone. So thank you again. I look forward to the next episode.
Me too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tangible Truth Podcast, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.